Be'ezrat Mizor, we begin Perek Shein in the second chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Klaim, the laws of forbidden mixtures in the Sefer Zerahim. We continue on the theme regarding the previous Perek of the prohibition of planting, and in this Perek regarding the mixture and the sustaining and the maintenance of a forbidden mixture of seeds that are different species. Rambam opens up halacha off regarding what's the measurement of this mixture that makes it problematic of a Klai Zerahim, of having different seeds inside. Halacha Aleph, so Zerah Shein is Arv by Zerah Acher. So you have a seed that a different type of seed was mixed into it. So, it depends. What's the share? If it's 1/24th, let's say you have a saw of wheat, which you got mixed in 23 saw of barley. So that is forbidden to mix in, to plant that mixture, which that's the prohibited amount of 1/24th. Until you diminish either the wheat, or you add on to the barley, which the halacha generally is by all prohibited items, that what the Torah says, the iser is prohibited to go ahead and nullify. Klaim, what's interesting is that really each one on its own is permitted. It's only the mixture that's prohibited. And it's only prohibited if it's recognizable to the eye, as we see later on in the third parak. Now, if in the saw you don't have a quarter of a, from another type where the mixture is not recognizable, so then there's no prohibited item at all. So therefore, there's no problem about nullifying the iser where we're saying, oh, add on or diminish, which normally you can't do that. It never really became prohibited. So therefore, either diminish the wheat, so now it's less than a 24th, or add on to the sarim, which also makes it less than 24th, and then it'll be permitted. Now, vimzara, but let's say you did plant it, which you had a saw, which is a quarter of the species of another type. So then, then there's going to be lashes because it had a prohibited amount of mixture of klai zerim. Now, halacha beis. V'chol shu klai im mazer. Now, anything that's a prohibited mixture with that seed that you're planting, mitztarf l'echad me'esrim abba, will combine with this amount of 1/24th to make it problematic. Ketzad haso, Shem explains. Let's say you have esrim v'shleisha saw shel chidin. Let's say this is the primary one you're planting, is wheat. You have 23 saw of wheat. Shenis arba shnei kav ben sarim, where you mixed in two kav of barley, shnei kav nadashim, two kav of lentils, or shnei kav poyim, two kav of beans. Now, each one on its own is not a 24th, but together they are a saw. So I recently used a hakol, so you're not allowed to plant that whole thing. Actually, might social service until you diminish that saw of the mixture. Either be yaver miktasa, either you select out some of the prohibited entity, or yosef al chidim, or like we said before, you add on to the wheat. Because since barley, lentils, and beans are all prohibited mixture with the chitim, so they combine together to be, okay, we have a 24th again, which is 23 of one type and the one of the other type, which is now a 24th. That is the prohibited amount that makes it into a problem as I climb. Now, when do we say this? Let's say when you have, and this is what was important from the previous parak, at the end of the parak, to define what type of seeds, that's when, let's say, you're mixing in a different types of grain one with the other. I mean the kidneys or different types of legumes one with the other. Or when you're mixing grain with legumes, a kidneys betfu or legumes and grain. Avazurain gina, but regarding garden seeds, shinis, which was the third type the Rambam spoke about. Shinis arv echem betfu bekitnias, where if one of them is mixed into either grain or legumes. So shiurim echad me'esem barba, yeah, the measurement's always going to be 1/24th, but here it's going to be defined differently. It's going to be mimash zurim beveis sa, according to the amount how much you plant in the area of a beis sa, which is the area how much you plant a wheat of a sa of wheat, which is 50 by 50 amas. Me'oisei amin, from that species. Now the reason for this is because garden seed, which that are very thin, so in a kav of them you have enough to plant a beis sa of wheat. Now there are those that are thinner. Whereas a half a kav of them, you have to plant a saw in the area you plant a saw of wheat. So therefore, we always evaluate a 24th based on how much you would plant in of them in the base saw. Now, from this arv b'saw shel tvuah kitnias. Now, if it gets mixed together with a saw of grain or of kitnias, which is not really precise, it rather means a saw minus a quarter of a kav, which that would be 1/24th of the saw. And it got mixed in with that 1/24th of this shear of this species of this other type, where in some total, as we mentioned before, is going to be the amount how much you plant of a base saw, then la yizu, you shouldn't plant. Again, because it's the 24th, ad shemayit o yosef al tvu, either to you diminish or add on to the grain, again, thus making it not this prohibited shear of 124. So he says chardel, which mustard is one of the garden seed varieties. Shenzar b'tvu, we got mixed into grain. V'hari chardel zorin mimenu kav. Now, from mustard seed, it's planted from it a kav, which is a sixth of a saw. B'chol beisa. In every beisa, how much mustard is usually planted? Again, that's like we just explained in the previous halacha. That's how we evaluate. Is generally a kav of the mustard seed. So in this orb, mimenu echad me'esrim v'abam nakav. So if 1/24 of a kav gets mixed in b'sa shal tvoi shal kitnis in a saw of grain or of legumes, that's the prohibited shear. It's a 1/24 of how much would be normally planted in the beisa that gets mixed into that saw of tvoi kitnis. Chayv l'mai, then you have to diminish from the prohibited entity of the mustard seed. And v'chein hoyim minzeh mizurin negina. So to, let's say it's a different type of garden seed, which we said some are thinner, some are thicker. That zoyim minu sasayim ocha beisa, that you usually plant of it two saw in every area beisa, which those are the garden varieties that are very thick. To plant a beisa, you have to do double than you have from wheat and barley, which you require two saw for an area of how much you usually do of wheat and barley of a beisa. In this arv miminu chatzi kav, so if it gets mixed of it a half a kav, which that's 1/24 of two saw, which is the amount that you usually plant of a beisa, and that get mixed in b'chol saw shal tvoi shal kitnis in every saw proportionally of tvoi or kitnis. So again, that's the 1/24, and yiman, that's you have to diminish. Now loch ha'ilafikach, therefore, tvoi shal this arba zera pishtim, regarding grain that got mixed into it, flaxseed, so im hoyish leishes revim. So if there's 3/4 of a kav, b'chol saw in every saw, harizimana, you might, so that's you have to diminish. Im lav, and if not, then it's rach lamait, then you don't have to diminish. Why? Lefisha beisa, because a beisa, which is the how much you saw of grain is planted in that area, zorin bo shleish siyim zera pishtan. You normally plant 3 saw of flaxseed. So, as we said, so then you have to go ahead and calculate a 1/24 of that, but 3/4 of a kav is exactly going to be that shear of a 1/24, and then you have to diminish it. And says Rambam, derev ze mesham b'chol zrom achem, and this is how you evaluate all other seeds. Again, it's got to be, according to those garden seeds, it's going to be a 1/24 of a shear of a beisa, and all the other ones is going to be, again, just a 1/24 of the other type that it's mixed in with. Now, Allah Chavav Ben, when we say this, this whole halacha was said, b'shalei niskav l'arv, when you did not have a mind to mix them together, u'b'shalei niskav l'zrash, and you didn't have intention to plant together these two different types that were mixed together, and therefore, it wasn't deliberate, okay, then it's going to be bottled in the shear of 1/24, if it's less than 1/24. But let's say you intended to mix together one type of seed with another type of seed. In other words, so that you should have benefit from it. Or to plant the two seeds. In other words, they were mixed by themselves. But during the planting, his intention was that he wants to plant the climb to have benefit from it. But then even with just one kernel of wheat in a whole pile of barley, asur lazar would be forbidden to plant it. Anything like that, the deliberate type would be forbidden. Now, Allah Chazan Ram continues regarding diminishing the klayim because of suspicion. So, Hazarei Sadeh Min Min Aminim. Someone plants his field, any one type of species. Ukashi Yitzmach, and when it sprouts, Robay Klayim, he sees that there's something else that's growing over here, which he didn't plant, he doesn't even want it to be there, but it's sprouting a forbidden mixture. So, Imhoya Amina Echad Me'esr Ma'abob Asada. So, if that other type of species is 1/24 of what's growing in the field, harizi lakit ashimatanus. You have to pluck that and take that off until you diminish it from 1/24. And they sign because of the appearance of wrongdoing. It looks like that shemi yemi. Maybe people are going to say kalayim is rabba kavana. Maybe he deliberately planted forbidden mixture. And bein shahoya mina echad shatzamach tfuah. Whether the one type that he had planted, the one species shatzamach that sprouted was tfuah as grain, the kitnis and legumes, betfuah the kitnis in grain and in legumes, or garden seed, betfuah the kitnis was in the gina in grain and legumes and garden seed. It doesn't make a difference. Now v'mhoyet tzemech pachas mekan, but again, if what sprouted was less than 1/24, then in tzarch lemaita, then you don't have to diminish it. Now Allah has b'medvam, when we say this, b'zman shish mokum lachashad, when it's a situation that could be suspicious. But if it's a situation where it's obvious that this was not his intention of the owner of the field, rather grew by itself, then we don't even require him to go ahead and diminish that klayim that sprouted with it. Halacha tes ketz at hauso. Going to vua, let's say there was a plantation of grain. that it sprouted from it after growths of indigo, which is a type of dye that they has a similar color to tchelis. Or let's say the siltan, this fenugreek, which was planted for human consumption. That different types of grass were growing over there. That actually ruins what he had planted. And so therefore, obviously, it's evident that he didn't want this to be because it's ruining. Oh, is there anything similar to that? The halacha is going to be, he doesn't have to go ahead and diminish that claim. Now, some have halacha yud starting over here. Now, what is it known, shatilson zhul machal adam, that the fenugreek is planted for the purposes of human consumption, because it's only over there that we're saying that you don't have to diminish it, because obviously it's going to ruin it, that type that he needs to eat. That's kishayis zrua rugas arugas. That's when it's planted in rows below gvul sovav and has a border all around. That's evident that's for human consumption, and therefore again, then you wouldn't have to diminish it. Some have a halacha yud starting over here. Chimokim agranus. Same thing is regarding the place of the granary. But let's say different types of species are sprouting over there. You don't have to uproot that kalayim. Because it's evidence, well known. He doesn't want anything to sprout over here in the place where the granary is because he needs it to be smooth so that he could go and thresh the grain over here. But if you removed some of them, then we say, oh, you have to uproot all them, except for one type so that it shouldn't be any kalayim. Because obviously revealing his intention that he didn't uproot them, that he wants them to be sustained, and therefore he's showing that he wants to climb, and therefore if he started, then he's got to uproot them all, rip them out besides one type. Now, Lochid after Ram continues regarding the prohibition of the Isser of grafting a tree with a vegetable. So, Ein Neitin, you're not allowed to plant your rockies, vegetables, but take Sadin Shal Shekhmeh in the stump of a sycamore tree, because, but anything similar to that. And that's Isser of Harkava, as we said in the previous parak. Hataymin agudis lefes. Let's say someone submerges, he buries a bundle of turnips, utznoin, or radishes, or kiyitzba, anything similar to that. Tachas ilan beneath a tree, which is a yerek with an ilan. Afil tachas a kevin, even though it's beneath a grapevine, which generally kliakram is more severe. Imahoyim miktasa al mugun, but if some of the leaves of what you buried was revealed, say, you have to be concerned for that. Because you don't want it to take root. You just want it to, let's say, stay cool in the ground because from the fact that the leaves are out of the ground. Now, then eina naguda, but if it wasn't in the bundle, or the leaves were not revealed, then we have to be concerned that there's a problem about kalayim, a forbidden mixture of a vegetable with a tree. Now, Lachin Beis Ram continues regarding how to prepare a planted field that was planted for one thing for some other plantation. Halachid Beis. Sadish Isis Ruya. If you had a field that was planted, Vakatzazer, and they already harvested what was planted over there. But Vinisha Ruha Korn Ba'aretz, but the roots are still there in the ground. Sa'afa Pishay Mitzin Samechalacha Kamashom. So although it's not going to sprout whatever was planted over here until many years from now, La'yezareya Ba'isa Sade Minachi. Not supposed to plant over here in this field any other species. Achiyaka Korn until you uproot those roots. Halachid Gimel. Ha'isa Sadeu Zeruah Chitim. Let's say his field was planted with wheat. V'nimlach l'zaris sa'irim koyim shi'itz mechachit, and I change his mind. He wants to plant barley before the wheat sprouts, where the wheat sprouts later, and he wants to chop around, wants to get in the barley. So yamtin lo atshiyifsedu hachitim. So he has to wait until the wheat gets ruined, the asliba arts, which that's how it germinates, and it gets wormy and it degenerates in the ground. K'mishleish yam, it's around a period of 3 days, imhoisah sedei rava, if his field was well irrigated. Then v'achikach yahabcha b'machresha, then he turns over the field by plowing it. Then he can plant the other type of seed. And in the lahapach has cool, you don't have to turn over the whole field that you won't have even one kernel of wheat that won't be uprooted. Rather, you plow the field the way you usually plow a field, like before it rains, so it should become irrigated. That's what type of plowing you have to do. Let's say the wheat sprouted. Then he changes mind, he wants to plant it for barley. So you have to first turn over the field, and then you plant the barley. But if, let's say, he let his animals go into the field, and it ate up all the sprouts, then you're allowed to right away plant the other type of seed. Now, Halacha Tezvav, the Ram continues regarding the checking for kalayim. The Echad Ba'adar, and the first of Adar, and Rish Chedesh, Mashmin al-Kalayim, they would make an announcement regarding forbidden mixtures. And everyone would go to their garden, to their field, and they would clean it out from the forbidden mixtures. In the 15th of Adar, Yitzin Shluchi Bezin, then the agents of the court would go out, they would go around to check to make sure that everyone took care of their client. Now, look at the Zayin, Brushain, in the beginning, when the court agents would come around to find client, they would uproot the client, they would throw it away. Now, the homeowners were very happy. Shemanaklin said the same. They're cleaning out their fields, doing the job for them. So he's keen to the institute. Shemafkirin is kol asada shem to beklaim. They said, okay, you know what? If we catch klaim, we can say the whole field is ownerless, which the courts have a right to do that. Now, but this they only did if shayimtu b'min achar, only if they found another species growing over there. There was echad marbav esem, there was 1/24th, which is a prohibited amount. But if they saw less than that, then they wouldn't touch it. Now, look, yidzayim v'chayzen shluchi bezden b'chule shal moira pesach. Now, the court agent will come back again, like around a month later, on the intermediate days of Pesach, on liris ha'afal shiatza, to see the later grain that's coming out, because the earlier was too early. The later grain, you don't know, there might still be klaim coming out a month from now. Now, the klaim she'netsu, when there's forbidden mixtures that are sprouting, se'im amtin lehem, we don't wait for them to see, until they turn into a full-fledged klaim, eliyitzan le'miyad, rather you go out for them right away, mafkirin es kol asada, and they declare the whole field ownerless, and mishpa echad master ma'abah, if it has already 1/24th, it's already at that point that they were going to go ahead and make the field hefker because they caught someone with the forbidden climb that they didn't take care of themselves at the earlier non-state.